Hello, and welcome to the Attitude of Gratitude podcast. I'm so grateful for you being here with me and for this platform to speak and share the lessons and experiences that I have and share and connect with other people. So today I wanted to talk about lessons and how we navigate them. If you think about when you've been in school and you've taken tests and like think about a test that you failed and you have to retake it, right? I mean, you're not going to like graduate or move on to the next course or whatever until you pass the previous curriculum. So you fail the test. Okay, great. I mean, they give you the new test, but you go and you study, right? You relearn the curriculum so that way you can get the right answers this time. You don't go back in and answer the exact same way that you answered the previous test that you failed, right? Because you already know the results that it's going to yield. You're going to fail again. But we end up doing this with life. Like, the answers that we give are our emotions, and we carry it as emotional baggage. And when we're provoked or triggered, and we have these raw emotions that are wounds, we react out of it. We can't respond properly. We can't take in what's being said or what the situation is. We can't take it in and then calculate how we want to respond or even just breathe through it. We're hurt and we react instantly. And it's kind of the same thing as like a test. Like we're going to repeat these same lessons until we pass, and then we can transcend and we can get another lesson and figure out life and keep going. But if and it's like that quote that you can't change your circumstances like with the same mindset that got you where you are in the first place. You have to change your mindset. And so it's like if you're going to take a test and you fail and you gotta take it over again and you just don't study or anything and you even use the exact same answers, it's the same thing as approaching life the same way that we always do and not really taking the lessons and learning, applying that learned knowledge and changing. I don't know, I was just thinking about it, and it's like I've seen where I've done this in the past with myself where same different situation, even it's not even the same exact thing, it's a different situation, but it's the same wound, essentially that same emotional wound. And so we react from that same place and we find ourselves with these same things that just keep happening, and we're just like, I'm just unlucky, or bad stuff just always happens to me, or this is just the kind of life that like I'm living and this is just what happens, this is a constant. We actually have the power to change that, and we have to work for it. But it's possible, and we do it through seeing the lessons instead of seeing the obstacles and saying like, oh, this always happens and this is just something that always holds me down. This is an opportunity. It's not an obstacle. It's an opportunity to grow, to learn, to overcome that obstacle, to transcend, to transmute. And recently I've been sharing a very, very personal story on my Instagram. Something I went through, and I know so many other women go through this, and it can be a really traumatic experience. For some people, it's not. It just depends on your beliefs and how, you know, what beliefs you hold personally. That's what it comes down to. But there's so much power in being able to share what we go through and to help others and help ourselves through that process. It's so healing. And I've really worked on putting a lot of growth into myself to see the obstacles that are in my life and use them as opportunities to grow. And the biggest word that I want to focus on is transmuting, because with this experience that I had, it was pretty traumatic, and I like to work out. I eat healthy. I love a plant-based diet. You know, you do all these things to live a quality of life, But if we don't also honor our emotions, feel them, and heal them, if we just stuff that stuff down, it's gonna fester and it can kill us. You can die from blocked emotions because they manifest physically as disease, dis-ease. And, you know, you can even feel it, you know, when you're stressed or scared or you hunch over, you fold your arms, you hunch over, you're insecure. That is accumulating, that energy is accumulating in your body. Your shoulders get tense. Then you start to have shoulder problems. Like, it goes deeper than that, though, with these traumatic emotions that we hold on to. They will fester. And you can't just forget it away. You can't just numb it away. It doesn't go away. The only way that I have found to navigate these deep, deep wounds, you have to transmute it. You have to take it, go into that pain, feel it, and use it. See the opportunity inside. Read between the lines. And use it and make it work for you, because that's really what it's there for. And back to the lessons, you know, if we don't transmute this pain, we're going to keep repeating these problems that are going to trigger this pain, because we wouldn't be able to transmute it if we don't know it's there. I mean, if we just forget and then it goes away, that whole gift, that whole magical process of transmutation, it wouldn't be there and we wouldn't experience it. So the fact that this wound is triggering you and is causing you to repeat these same lessons over and over until you get that right answer, not even right, but until you get the, until you unlock that mystery or the growth that needed to be found, that's where the magic is. Like, that's the transmuting, and it wouldn't be possible if that pain wasn't triggering you. So it all plays this divine role in this existence. It's so crazy how intricate and simple it is at the same time. It's amazing, and it's just so, so important to really know yourself, really take the time to uncover the things that you've buried so deep, because within them is the answers that you're seeking as to how to get the F out of the situation that you keep finding yourself in. The only way out is through, literally. Like, you have to go through that stuff, because inside of it is when you find the magic. And yeah, keep studying for those tests. You can fail, but failure isn't bad. It just produces a result that something didn't work and something else needs to be tried. And if you fail, that's another result. So actually, it's a success, because it leads you closer to the actual answer. That's my message today. And thank you so much for joining me here and listening to these words that are coming out of my mouth. And I hope they reach you well. And I hope they can provide something for you. And I will see you again soon.